Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, the City of Rock Hill and the RHEDC are working to develop a parcel of land along Oakland Avenue. Mark Miller is an associate with Lat Purser and said this is a commercial redevelopment.
We're programming it for a couple food and beverage uses, potential creative office uses, fitness uses, and a morning use like bakery or coffee or some kind of use there for the outparcel 2,000 square foot building.
The site sits across from the roasting company.
We're hoping to start Q1 next year and wrap up in late summer of next year.
Miller said this is a great fit for downtown.
We think that Oakland Avenue has a lot of walkability from the Winthrop East neighborhood to Main Street, so we kind of feel like we're right in the middle. If you look at the high profile draws of Legal Remedy and Roasting Company and Amelie's, we're trying to fit into that corridor right there and just be a part of what's already, I think, an intriguing corridor.
Another development going into the University Center area is the power plant project. Tara Sherbert is the CEO of the Sherbert Company and laid out the timeline for the $20 million project.
We plan to be under construction in the second quarter of 2020. We are very excited. We've actually made an investment in every phase of University Center to date.
The mixed-use project will include office space, event space, food, and living.
It will be a very community-based investment where we bring the community into the building to enjoy the various food and beverage amenities. And work very closely with the park that will abut to it.
And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM. Brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.